This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For many of us, cold and flu season is upon us. And it's a time of, I don't know, vulnerability. It's just, we sort of feel like these cold winds blow all of a sudden. And it's refreshing after a long, hot, languid summer. But on the other hand, we start to feel like maybe we're susceptible. We can reach for the flu shot. The track record of the flu shot has been abysmal. In whatever form it's going to arrive this year, I mean, let's hope for the best. But let's talk about some of the natural strategies that we can use to support immunity. I mean, we've talked about aged garlic extract and specifically Kyolic's aged garlic extract, immune formula 103. We've talked about probiotics, vitamin A, D. What are some of the other key nutrients that could make a difference in our immunity? I'm thinking maybe some of the minerals and micronutrients. What's your take on selenium, zinc, for example?
Oh, yeah. I think without zinc, you can't make mature T-killer cells. And T-killer cells are the cells that are going to go out there and get after it when they got to patrol for that influenza virus that you may get exposed to, or rhinovirus. So selenium, zinc, very important. And, you know, the other ones that a lot of people don't think of that may be a little bit more, you know, avant-garde, but things like beta-1-3 glucan.
Yeah.
Or even drinking a whey protein drink. If you are somebody that drinks protein drinks, whey protein actually has some immune benefits because the alpha lacto immune globulins that are in it. So you actually have some immune charging benefits. If you're not allergic or intolerant to whey, it could have some benefits. And so why not add that? And then what I really try to encourage people is, look, you know, you need to get all the trace minerals in. You know, think about if you're not good at eating. Look, I know you and I want people to eat 9 servings of vegetables a day. You know, I mean, that would be awesome. A lot of people don't do that. Get a green drink, get a powderized green drink that you can add into your protein shake or drink it as a snack in the midday to give you a bit of a lift, because that's got a lot of trace nutrients in it, a lot of the trace minerals. And you just have to remember your body needs all these trace minerals in order to function correctly. So, you know, zinc, selenium, amino acids, you know, things like hydroxyproline, getting NAC in. I mean, NAC is a great thing. N-acetylcysteine, or
right.
Having your
useful to take if you have if you get sick. I mean, if I get the flu, I'm going to reach for the N-acetylcysteine and really slam it.
Absolutely. It's really good. And that's another thing to realize is, what do you do if you do feel the bug? Well, the first thing you can do is increase your aged garlic intake. Increase your vitamin D. Grab onto that NAC and vitamin C. And then one of my favorite herbs actually was a topic of a book I wrote, a little resource guide that was about using things like andrographis, which have really good human studies on helping you to recover from the bug once you get it. It limits the time that upper respiratory effect occurs, where you kind of have that lingering cough and congestion and burning feeling that people get in their lungs. It can really help them. So, you know, but the biggest thing I have to encourage people is just remember, you build your immunity with the decisions you make every day with your health. And you mentioned something earlier that we haven't talked about yet. People can overexercise, and you have to realize the harder you exercise, the more you compromise your immune system. That moderate exercise has been shown to improve immunity, but intense exercise, especially if it's intense exercise that's performed repeatedly, actually compromises you. And that's why people get what's called overtraining syndromes. It knocks them out of the Olympics. It knocks them out of Sunday's game. They get a cold or flu because their immune system is not repaired because of the level of activity that they were in.
You know, I think I've been a little guilty of that from time to time. And that's sort of what happened to me at the end of the summer. I had a very, very active summer. I participated in a triathlon. And I was go, 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 go. And then I sort of hit the skids with the season change. Got a little cold. I bounced back from it very nicely, fortunately. It wasn't a long siege. But it was my body telling me that, you know, maybe it's time to listen to your body. And some people just override their body's signals.
I see it all the time, and I see it more and more with people today, because now, you know, very, very heavy duty training programs. I mean, things that are pretty intense. People from all walks of life are walking into a gym, and the trainer is giving them pretty advanced training. Their heart rates are going up, and they're training for an extended period of time, which is, look, I'm all for people getting fit. I'm all for people getting to their ideal body composition. No problem with any of that. And I love it. But the problem you get is if you don't marry the lifestyle with it, you don't, it's not what you do in the gym. It's what you do the other 23 hours that makes a difference as to whether or not you get benefit or not. And colds and flus are a real sign. I hear it all the time from people. You know, I tried to train hard and I was getting sick every time I try to work out hard. If I heard that once, I've heard it a thousand times. And bottom line is that's because your immune system was already compromised. And then you tried to add training on top of it, and then you just tanked.
Yeah, and statistically, it's been shown that virtually half of marathon participants, I think this was recorded at the New York City Marathon, suffer an upper respiratory infection in the wake of the marathon. And then they did it, with two groups. One group got vitamin C and one group didn't get vitamin C. And while vitamin C did not make them invulnerable, it did reduce significantly the incidence of infection. And yet, you know, there's no, there's nothing that's going to give you a bulletproof aura against all misfortune if you abuse your body.
Well, the thing is that nobody's giving out vitamin C drinks at the marathon, but you're getting plenty of goo, which isn't helping you, right? And, you know, the other one on that that's interesting is that, you know, people that work out a lot, they use up their glutamine pool. Yep. And so glutamine, for your listeners, it's an amino acid your body needs, not just for your gut, because we always think of it. You read about it for, it helps with gut repair. So if you have GERD, you should drink it. Or, hey, it helps with growth hormone release. One of the big things glutamine does is it matures your T killer cells. And so when people get deficient, and what they found in marathon runners is that by the time they got to the competition, they had used so much of their glutamine pool up, and that the more glutamine deficient you were, the more likely you were that you were going to succumb to an upper respiratory infection. So, you know, it's interesting when you look at folks trying to do something good, right? Hey, I ran a marathon.
Yeah.
But I got really sick. I mean, that's a little counterintuitive for me.
Exactly.
So I think it's really interesting. And you know, I keep trying to tell people, look, you may not be a runner. Yeah. I'm a competitive guy. I get out, I do my run. After I get back from my run, I get in the gym, I hit a high metabolic workout. I want to get after it. And so I have to work at that and make sure that I have enough rest days. But even if people just get out there and if they could walk 45 minutes, 6 days a week, it would have such a powerful effect on their immune system. It's been proven to be as effective for longevity, not performance, and not looking the best you can, but in terms of longevity, as higher intensity exercise.
Yep.
So I just try to get people to understand, look, just get out there and walk. Just start somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Sort of say that it's an 80-20 effect. You get 80% of the benefits for about 20% of the effort. And, you know, you do that extra 80% and, okay, you get an additional 20%. It's these heroic people make the headlines. But I got to tell you, a little anecdote is that I've got a radio colleague here in New York who I worked with at our local radio affiliate for Intelligent Medicine. And he's one of my Facebook friends. And he posted a post with the caption, "And now there are just four of us." And he reports on the death of his brother, who was 78, had just completed a triathlon, and was in the, you know, winner's circle, and simply dropped dead. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that maybe that's not the worst way to go. Better than you know, lying in a nursing home with a tube sticking out of you.
Right.
On the other hand, there are perils, and people do amazing things, heroic things, at advanced ages. And sometimes, well, it can be a little overwhelming.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, for me, I turn, and I know everybody's saying that I'm old, but I'm in my 59th year. I trained, I qualified for the USA, I qualified in bodybuilding. I was a scholarship athlete in football. I mean, I was pretty athletic, and I held on to that athleticism my whole life. But as I started to get into my late 50s now, I've changed the way I train to try to make sure I'm doing it with the purpose of kind of a maximum lifespan, health span, and getting the positive effects I want, the performance effects I want. And I think people have to just, when you're getting a trainer, in addition to creating a lifestyle that says, hey, I'm going to take all these nutrients, right? Age growth, awesome. Probiotics, awesome. Get the D, get the selenium, get the zinc, get the glutamine. Make sure you're taking these core things when you're going to be working out, because you need to create countermeasures. You also need to make sure that whoever you're working with is assessing you for who you are, and not maybe you want to be, right? So, you know, you kind of want to get realistic about what your goals are, so that you really can get all the benefits that you want out of it. And I want people to get to their zenith potential. So I'm not sitting here, oh, limit yourself. I want them to get to their zenith. At the same time, realize your zenith isn't the same zenith as a 20-year-old if you're 60 years old.
Indeed. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and let's allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here it goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Jim LaValle. One nutrient that we gave short shrift to, and I'm sure you're up on, vitamin E. There are some studies that show that a lot of people, especially over a certain age, are vitamin E deficient or insufficient, and vitamin E does play a role in supporting immunity. So what about vitamin E, and what's your preferred source of vitamin E?
I mean, I like natural mixed tocopherols because I think it's important that you get the gamma tocopherols and you get a complete profile of all the tocopherols. So for me, a mixed tocopherol, and I do think that vitamin E plays an important role in immunity, and it plays an important role in immunity in particular if you're exercising, because it actually protects your DNA from getting damaged. So C and E in particular, quite good to have, you know, in general in your body when you're exercising, and year round for immunity, because, you know, once again, vitamin E helps with your host immunity. So I like that recommendation.
And on amounts, so, you know, there's some concerns about too much vitamin E. What do you think is reasonable?
Oh, I know. Well, I just tell people, look, if you get 400 units a day and you're in good shape, I mean, for the longest time, people were worried about, oh my God, what am I going to do if I get 400? And, well, you're probably going to be healthy and it's not going to hurt you.
You know, it's just a couple of other things that we like. And by the way, in this Kaolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103, I was happy to see that one of the ingredients is olive leaf extract. And there's really a story behind that. I'm a big fan of olive leaf extract because it's a natural antibiotic. So what was the rationale for including it, do you know?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, between both the oregano extract and the olive leaf extract were in there because they both have antibacterial and antiviral properties. And the other thing you might want to notice on that, it's an 18% oleopurine extract. So that means that they standardize the olive leaf to a minimum quality of the active compound, or the compound that's most attributed to its antimicrobial effect. So a lot of times you'll read, you know, olive leaf on a bottle. if it's not standardized, you don't know how strong it is, how effective it's going to be. So yeah, olive leaf has got a fantastic, a lot of human studies on it actually, and its preventative effects as well as its treatment effects. So I really like olive leaf. And of course, having the astragalus and the oregano in there together makes for a nice combination, because astragalus does a great job of kind of what I call more of an immunomodulator, keeping your immune system in balance.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another product that we'd like for immune support, you mentioned the role of the gut and the microbiome, but colostrum is really kind of coming into prominence these days. And we do have actually a sponsor, Sovereign, who makes a colostrum product for us. Earlier you were talking about whey, and the benefits of colostrum somehow related to what you were talking about in terms of whey protein?
Well, just it amplifies it, right? Because what you're doing with colostrum is you're focusing all of the you're focusing all the benefit of the immune globulins in the colostrum. So all the immune factors are actually much more enhanced than what you would get in just drinking whey protein. So I like colostrum because it also does a good job of regulating. Remember I talked about endotoxin earlier, mm-hmm. And colostrum helps to kind of minimize circulating endotoxin. And you got to remember, anybody that's working out, like endurance athletes in particular, their damage that occurs to the kidneys and the heart when they worry about people that have adverse events from doing those endurance events or because of circulating endotoxin. So using things like colostrum as a part of your everyday strategy is a pretty smart call. I mean, that works in terms of the, you know, immune support, but also tissue anabolism, because it does have some anabolic effects of helping you to maintain lean mass, which is also important.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for maintaining gut integrity, preventing leaky gut syndrome, that whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, we keep talking about the immune enhancing effects of aged garlic extract. I take aged garlic extract, but, you know, I'm not so much concerned about cardiovascular because I get a very good report card when I go for EBT calcium scoring. Blood pressure is normal. So, you know, I take it for immunity because that's a little bit my Achilles heel. I'm prey, as everyone is, to upper respiratory infections. But
right.
In the remaining time that we have, can you just briefly recap some of the cardiovascular benefits of aged garlic extract? Because really, you're going to do yourself a solid from a metabolic standpoint, from a cardiovascular standpoint, if you take aged garlic extract for immunity.
Sure.
Because, you know, your body doesn't know. It's the same compound, and it has a multitude of benefits.
Right. And so one study that just came out showed that people that were overweight make more inflammatory compounds. So you may not realize this, but people that are overweight or obese actually have the equivalent of a low-grade infection in their body every day, all day.
Yeah.
And so there's two compounds called TNF-alpha and interleukin-6. And when they gave aged garlic extract to people who were overweight, and particularly people that were obese, those inflammatory compounds went down dramatically. So any of you listening out there, if you're struggling with your weight and you want to protect cold and flu season, this is how it helps your immunity. It reduces the inflammatory compounds. Now, what does that mean to your cardiovascular network? So the first thing that aged garlic does is it makes your blood vessels more flexible and pliable. So they expand better and contract as they need to better. The second thing it does, it protects the inner lining of your artery from getting damaged. That's called the endothelium. So the endothelium becomes more regular, less inflamed, and it helps to regress or turn back plaque formation mm-hmm. in your arteries. That's been proven in humans.
They've actually done some calcium studies looking at the progression of calcification, which I think is a huge issue.
It's an enormous issue. And here's the other thing. One of the mechanisms people didn't realize is that when you take aged garlic, it blocks bone mineral density loss. So when they saw people that were taking aged garlic and they looked at their spines, when they put them on aged garlic and they measured the density of their bone, it stopped the leakage of calcium from their bones. And everybody thinks that when their bones, you lose calcium. So what? That calcium is what calcifies your arteries. So it blocks specifically and directly bone mineral density loss. It normalizes the endothelium, reduces the inflammation in it. It reduces the amount of oxidized LDL cholesterol. So your cholesterol does not rust. and it helps your HDL cholesterol to improve, and it helps also to defat your liver. All the things that are related to cardiometabolic disease, there's been human studies that show that aged garlic helps it. And the one that I think a lot of people don't talk about is that it raises adiponectin levels. Now, why is that important? Adiponectin is a marker in your blood that the lower it is, the more the inflammation in your body and the less your insulin receptors work. And the less your insulin receptors work, the more you make bad cholesterol, the more your blood vessels get stiff, and the more you make inflammatory chemicals that circulate in your body and damage it. So it's, you know, there's such a multitude or plethora of positive benefits, but it basically helps to keep your blood vessels. You always hear the term hardening of the arteries. It keeps your blood vessels young. And the studies are there to validate it from leading universities like, you know, Dr. Budoff and UCLA School of Cardiology.
Indeed. Well, so where can people get more information, first of all, about you, and where can people get more information about the full range of products available for this?
Well, for me, it's easy. They can go to jimlaval.com. And then for Kyolic, I'd suggest that people visit their website. They can go to kyolic.com. It's kyolic.com. They've got nice descriptions of all of the products that they have.
Okay. And which include a greens blend, harvest blend, which is among the products available. I think it's one of the top ones. And you can
that
also
was the green, that was the green drinks I was talking about earlier. The harvest blend, if you're not eating enough vegetables, get a scoop of that in you every day, because it really makes a difference in terms of your pH, and you're going to get a lot of minerals.
Among the products out there, there's so many products out there that make all kind of outlandish claims. It's one of the, certainly one of the more credible products if you're going to go for some kind of green drink. The other product that we talked about is the Kyolic Formula 103. Is that correct? I always get it mixed up with the 109. That's the blood pressure formula, right?
That's right. Yeah, 109 is for blood pressure. 103 is the immune health. Obviously, if you're into detox, there's a detox and anti-aging formula. 105, I think, is pretty good. And then if you're wanting the big, you know, just the straight garlic, you can go after Kyolic Formula 100, mm-hmm. Or Kyolic Reserve, which is, you know, double strength. Mm-hmm. And so you've got a full family of products that you can choose from that I think are, look, they're just terrific products from a company that really works. They've even got a curcumin product that I think is just, you know, because they use Mariva curcumin, which is the product, the Italian company Endina, which makes a phytosome curcumin and increases the absorption of the curcumin over regular curcumin. That's a fabulous product because you get the benefit of curcumin and aged garlic, both in full-scale clinical dosing.
But the ultimate formula is, of course, Love Potion number 9. Right? Which they haven't made yet, and you know.
Oh my
god. But it's odorless, so it could work. All right,
there,
Jim, as usual, it's a pleasure. Thanks very much for your contribution to the field, and you know, I'm sure we'll get you back on soon to cover some new aspect of health. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's great. It's great having you on the show. I'd love being on your show.
Thank you. Our feeling is mutual. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.